If I told you that what you've been longing for is much closer than you think, and that you don't need good luck, mysterious signs, or someone showing up to tell you what the next step is. What you truly need is to learn to live the way the Stoics did, to bring your attention back to yourself, not to others. That's how they existed in the world. They didn't desire from lack. They desired from solidity. They were clear about what they wanted. They were clear about why they wanted it. And they turned every desire into simple, concrete, consistent steps. That's why even today their teachings are still changing lives. If you've ever felt like you want more out of life, like there's a version of you that still hasn't fully awakened, this episode is for you. Here you're going to discover 10 Stoic secrets that can transform the way you think, act, and conquer. This is the moment to activate what already lives inside you, to make space for new possibilities, and to admit, honestly, that you're capable of far more than you imagine. Before we start, write in the comments, "Today I choose to move forward." That phrase is the starting point of your transformation. Let's begin. 1. Don't ask. Make it happen. There are seasons in life when it feels like you're waiting for something that never comes, that call that doesn't happen, that opportunity that always stays at almost, that relationship that never changes, that perfect moment that only seems to exist in your head. And the more you wait, the more life slips away. The more that stuck feeling grows, and the more you start believing that maybe you just need a little luck, a sign, a push from the universe. But here's the truth the Stoics understood, and that many people prefer not to face. Life doesn't respond to waiting. It responds to movement. That's why Marcus Aurelius started each morning with one simple, powerful question. What can I do today that is within my reach? He wasn't searching for miracles. He was searching for action. Think of it like a door. The door to your future doesn't open when you bang on it. It opens when you push it. Waiting is standing outside, staring at the handle, imagining what it would feel like to cross without moving your hand. And maybe that's exactly what's been happening to you. Do you want to change careers, reach something bigger, start your own business? But you keep waiting for the perfect sign, the perfect day, the perfect mood, the perfect money, the perfect safety. But that day doesn't exist. When I'm ready doesn't exist. Being ready is a decision, not a requirement. Neuroscience explains it clearly. The brain reads waiting as conserving energy and reads action as survival intention. That's why when you move, even with fear, even without confidence, your brain starts releasing focus, clarity, and internal resources you didn't even know you had. That's why everything changes when you start, not when you only think. Now imagine this. You want to change your life, but you stay in your head, thinking, talking, visualizing. It's like holding a shovel and expecting the hole to dig itself. You study the ground, imagine the depth, organize everything mentally, but you never put the tool in the dirt. The dirt doesn't move because you want it to. It moves because you dig, and your life works the same way. When you stop asking and start provoking, an email sent, a call made, a skill practiced, a decision owned, everything around you begins to shift too. The universe doesn't respond to begging. It responds to coherence. When your actions speak the same language as your dreams, things change. Seneca wrote, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." Most people read that and focus on opportunity. The Stoics read it and focused on preparation. The truth is simple. You are the miracle you've been waiting for. And to prove it today, the practice is clear. Choose one thing you've been putting off for weeks and do it today, not tomorrow. Not when you feel safe today. Send the message, sign up, study for 20 minutes, start the project. This isn't a small gesture. It's the push that turns the handle on a door you haven't been able to cross. If you're ready to stop waiting and start building, write in the comments, "Today I push the door." Because when you take the first step, life doesn't respond with promises. It responds with results. 2. desire with direction, not with anxiety. There are two kinds of desire, the desire that drives you and the desire that loses you. Have you noticed how sometimes you want so many things at once that your heart feels like it's racing, but you don't even know where you're going? You wake up wanting growth, but you go to bed feeling like you didn't take one real step. That isn't lack of ability. That's lack of direction. The Stoics understood this long before modern life, long before anxiety, comparison, and constant stimulation. Epictetus said the problem isn't desire. The problem is not knowing why you desire. And that's exactly what traps so many people today. Picture a car with the gas pedal slammed down, but no steering wheel. There's power, there's speed, there's motion, but there's no direction. And without direction, all energy becomes exhaustion. That's the desire you need to release, the desire born from comparison, fear, rushing to prove something, and the feeling that you're falling behind. Neuroscience explains it simply. When you desire from anxiety, your brain activates the threat circuit, not the clarity circuit. Your body interprets your dreams as danger, not as a path. That's why you feel urgency, agitation, confusion, and zero peace. But when desire comes from purpose, when you understand the real reason, your brain activates focus, filtering, and consistency. You stop spinning in circles. You move forward. To make it crystal clear, imagine this. You decide you want to earn more money, so you work nonstop, sacrifice, push, stress, and when you finally reach something, you still feel empty inside. It's not that you failed, it's that you aimed at the wrong target. Maybe what you wanted wasn't money, it was peace, freedom, security. But because you never named that, you chased the symbol instead of the meaning. And when you chase the wrong symbol, any desire turns into anxiety. The Stoics were brutally honest about this. To desire everything is to desire nothing. The soul doesn't bloom in speed, it blooms in direction. That's why so many people are exhausted. It's not too many tasks, it's too many misaligned desires. Seneca said, "No wind is favorable for the one who doesn't know where they're going." If you want peace, first you need to identify what truly matters. If you want strength, you need to know what really moves you. If you want success, you need to recognize what you're truly searching for, not what the world convinced you to chase. Ask yourself, what do I desire because I truly want it? And what do I desire because comparison, anxiety, or urgency is pushing me? Choose one desire, just one, and ask yourself three times, why do I want this? If the answer brings you calm, clarity, and direction, that's your path. If it brings urgency, fear, or the need to prove something, that isn't your desire. That's anxiety wearing a costume. When you desire with intention, what you're seeking starts moving toward you. Not because you chase it desperately, but because you finally know where you're going. If this touched something in you, write in the comments. Today I choose to desire with direction. Because the right desire doesn't speed up your heart, it aligns your life. 3. Keep your word to yourself. Most people don't fail because they lack ability. They fail because they start believing smart excuses. The excuse always shows up with perfect logic. I'm tired. It's not the ideal moment. I'll start Monday. Today I can't. And the most dangerous part is that it sounds reasonable, even responsible, but it's just a sophisticated way of pushing your life to tomorrow. The Stoics understood that the real battle isn't against the world. It's against that inner voice that wants to keep you comfortable, lukewarm, still. Epictetus said it with cutting clarity. No one is free while they remain a slave to themselves. Here's a metaphor. Imagine a domesticated lion. It has the strength to crush any obstacle, but it stays still because it grew up believing the leash is stronger than it is. Your excuse works the same way. It's a psychological leash. It doesn't stop you because it's powerful. It stops you because you give it power. Neuroscience backs it up. When you choose immediate comfort, your brain activates the quick reward system, instant dopamine, short-term relief, zero real progress. But when you choose discipline, your brain activates the delayed reward system, the same neural path behind major victories: courage, clarity, deep focus. That's why disciplined people look lucky. Their brain was trained to resist the short term and build the long term. Look honestly, how many times have you promised yourself you'd wake up early? How many times said you'd work out today? How many times promised you'd study, save, focus, and didn't? Not because you can't, because in the key moment, you let the excuse win by default. The Stoics understood something hard. The perfect moment doesn't exist. It's manufactured. You don't need motivation to act. Motivation is unstable, discipline is identity, and discipline isn't waking up feeling like it. It's waking up and doing it anyway. Today, do one action you've been postponing, and finish it, no matter how you feel. Not because it's easy, not because you're inspired, because that's what a disciplined person does. Decide first, feel later. That act is a message to the universe, yes, but above all, it's a message to you. I do what I say, and when someone keeps their word, they rewrite their entire story. 4. Visualize, but keep your feet on the ground. Dreaming is beautiful, necessary, powerful, but there's a quiet trap that holds people for years. They confuse visualization with progress. They imagine change, but they don't move anything in reality. The Stoics understood this. They weren't against dreaming. The problem wasn't imagination. The problem was lack of movement. Imagine something simple. You're holding a seed. You look at it. You picture the tree growing. You visualize shade, fruit, deep roots. But you never plant it. You never water it. You never care for it. You never do the small, uncomfortable effort that turns the dream into existence and result. Nothing happens, and that's exactly what people do with their projects, businesses, dreams, relationships, careers. They dream a lot, but they plant very little. When you visualize a goal, your brain activates areas linked to motivation and intention. But if there's no action within the next 48 hours, your brain interprets it as pure fantasy and drastically reduces the initial energy. That's why you feel inspired today and empty tomorrow. The dream isn't wrong. The mistake is letting it float without anchoring it in the real world. Think about someone who wants to start a business. They visualize freedom, imagine customers, build the ideal scene, but they don't make a call, test anything, speak to anyone, create the first product. The dream becomes a pretty picture on the wall of the mind, but never becomes life. That's why the Stoics defended functional visualization, not fantasy. Visualize to orient yourself, but act to build. Marcus Aurelius said, "Stop dreaming about the future, start acting now." He saw the path, but he took the step today. The truth is, the dream is the map. Action is the ground. You need both. Visualizing without acting creates frustration. Acting without visualizing creates confusion. But when you combine clarity and movement, everything begins to form. Take the first step, even if it feels too small. That's the difference between someone who dreams and someone who builds. If this made sense, write in the comments. Today I plant my seed, because dreams bloom, but only when your feet touch the ground. 5. Release the outcome, but never release the effort. There's a quiet freedom that few people know, the freedom of giving your best without becoming a hostage to what you can't control. Most people live dependent on results. If it goes well, they celebrate. If it goes badly, they collapse. That's the fastest path to an unstable, anxious life tied to external validation. The Stoics had a different view, firm, mature, and far more powerful. You control the action, never the outcome. To show you clearly, let me share a real story that almost no one talks about, but that proves this principle. The story of Angela Duckworth and a loss that became victory. Before she became one of the world's most important researchers on discipline, she tried to get into the prestigious military academy at West Point. She studied for months, woke up before dawn, trained her mind and body, did everything within her control. On final selection day, she was rejected. She gave everything, effort, preparation, dedication, and still didn't get the result. Most people would have quit right there, believing that no erased the work. But Angela did something deeply stoic. She didn't measure her value by the outcome. She measured it by the courage of the effort. And that mindset changed her life. Instead of being defined by defeat, she decided to study what rejected her, why some people persevere and others quit. Years later, her research gave birth to this episode is sponsored by Kalshi, the largest prediction market in the United States. In Stoic philosophy, we're taught to see reality as it is, not as we wish it to be. To think in probabilities, consequences, and focus on what we can control. Kalshi works in a similar way. It's a peer-to-peer prediction market where you can trade contracts on whether real-world events will happen or not. You're not playing against a house. You're trading with other users, more like buying or selling a stock based on your analysis. You can choose a yes contract if you believe an event will happen, or a no contract if you believe it won't. And you can enter or exit your position at any time as new information becomes available. From sports and culture to major real-world events, Kalshi lets you test your judgment and discipline, two values deeply aligned with Stoic thinking. If you want to try it, download the Kalshi app and use code SB60. When you deposit $10 and make a trade, you'll receive $10 in return. Download Kalshi today and put your analysis to work. To the globally known concept of grit, that combination of discipline and perseverance that is now a worldwide reference in psychology, performance, and success. If she had clung to the outcome, her story would have ended at that closed door. But because she clung to effort, she opened doors no outcome could have opened. The Stoics called this internal victory. You win because of the person you become, not because of what you receive. Marcus Aurelius said, "The effort is entirely yours. The outcome never was." How many times did you do everything right and life still didn't respond the way you wanted? And how many times did that make you quit, doubt yourself, think you weren't enough? If you gave your best, you already won. If you acted with courage, you already grew. If you didn't betray yourself, you already moved forward. Hold on to effort, because no one can take that from you. Release the outcome, because it was never fully in your hands. The outcome doesn't define your value. It only defines your next step. Pick one thing where you've been punishing yourself over the result, and change the question. Instead of, "Will it all go well?" ask, "Did I do what was within my reach?" If the answer is yes, breathe, trust, and move forward. Because when you release the outcome and honor the effort, nothing can paralyze you. If this touched something in you, write in the comments, "Today I honor my effort." Because the outcome is uncertain, but your strength is guaranteed when you choose to continue. 6. Learn to turn frustration into strength. Frustration arrives quietly. It enters when something you expected doesn't happen, when someone disappoints you, when a dream collapses before it even begins, and for a moment, you feel everything inside tighten. But the Stoics saw it differently. For them, frustration wasn't weakness. It was a breaking point, the exact moment you decide whether you break or grow. Frustration is like a crack. It appears when something internal or external puts more pressure than you expected. The crack hurts, yes, but it also reveals where you need to strengthen. That's how great structures work. An engineer doesn't ignore the crack. They reinforce the structure. And a Stoic does the same, but with the soul. Marcus Aurelius said, "The obstacle to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Meaning, what wounds you can become exactly what strengthens you. Think about a time in your life when something ended too soon. A relationship, a project, a plan. At first, pain dominates. The chest tightens. The mind asks, "Why? Why me? Why now?" But later, when you breathe deeply and wipe your tears, you noticed something you couldn't see before. Frustration showed you precisely what you tolerated too much, ignored too much, hid too much. Frustration is a mirror. It forces you to look at what you didn't want to face. Maybe you stayed silent too long. Maybe you waited too long. Maybe you gave more than you received. Maybe you put your life in someone else's hands or in the hands of a situation. And when it breaks, it hurts. But alongside the pain comes a clarity that transforms. Frustration tells you, this is where you have to reclaim yourself. This is where you have to choose yourself. This is where you have to strengthen. When you understand that, something powerful happens. Frustration stops being weight and becomes fuel. Use it as a starting point, not as a place to live. Think of a recent frustration and ask with brutal honesty, what is this pain trying to teach me? More firmness? More self-care? Better boundaries? More courage? More truth with myself? When you answer, frustration stops crushing you and starts pushing you forward. Because the obstacle isn't the end, it's the doorway to your next version. 7. Surround yourself with calm, not noise. We live in a world that turns any empty second into noise. Notifications, opinions, comparisons, urgency, rushing. People talking too much, demanding too much, pressuring too much. And inside that whirlwind, you try to hear your own voice. But you get buried. The Stoics understood something many have forgotten. The mind reveals truth only when the world goes quiet. Picture a lake on a windy day. The water churns, the surface gets messy, and you can't see the bottom. That's what your mind looks like when you're surrounded by noise, cloudy, fast, confused. But when the wind stops, when the lake becomes still, the water turns into a mirror. And then you can see the bottom. You can see what was hidden. That's why calm isn't a luxury. It's a tool for clarity. And sometimes what you're missing isn't strength, motivation, or courage. What you're missing is silence. Marcus Aurelius said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." If you live in chaos, your soul absorbs chaos. If you live in calm, your soul learns to stay whole. And the noise isn't always outside. It's inside too. Memories demanding your attention, expectations crushing you, comparisons making you feel less, inner dialogues making you doubt. That's why you feel tired even when you've done nothing. You're not exhausted from living, you're exhausted from thinking nonstop. The Stoic doesn't run from the world, but creates an inner space where the world doesn't rule. A space where emotions slow down, where the mind breathes, where truth appears. And here's what almost no one understands. Calm isn't not feeling. It's feeling without drowning. Calm isn't the absence of movement. It's mastery over it. To reclaim that calm, you don't need to disappear, travel, or go on retreat. You only need one simple, radical gesture. Reduce the noise. This isn't coldness or distancing, it's emotional responsibility. For 5 minutes, just five, turn everything off. Sounds, screens, distractions. Sit with yourself. Breathe. Observe. Listen to what's inside and ask, what do I truly need today? You'll be surprised how much clarity shows up when your mind finally has somewhere to rest. And when calm enters, what you desire starts moving closer, not through magic, but because now you can see the path. If this made sense, write in the comments, "Today I choose calm." Because whoever masters silence, masters their life. 8. Be patient with the process, but impatient with yourself. There's a paradox that transforms lives. The right kind of patience builds. The wrong kind of patience destroys. Most people do the opposite without realizing it. They're impatient with the process and patient with their own excuses. They demand fast results, but tolerate their internal delays. They want immediate change, but accept the old habits that hold them back day after day. The Stoics flipped that logic, and that's why they won internal battles no one else could win. Imagine a bridge being built over a river. From the outside, it looks like nothing is changing. Days, weeks, months pass, and all you see are pillars slowly rising. But under the surface, at the bottom of the water, there's silent, firm, precise work that supports everything that's coming. The impatience of the observer doesn't speed up the work. The discipline of the builder determines the outcome. That's how your life works too. The process is slow, deep, invisible. But you, only you, must act with urgency when it comes to the person you choose to be every day. Marcus Aurelius said, "Don't wait for life to give you time. Make yourself worthy of the time you already have." Meaning, be patient with life's pace, but be impatient with the small betrayals you commit against yourself, the promise you postponed, the habit you delayed, the change you know you need, the boundary you never set, the dream you always push to later. Those small concessions are like leaks in a dam. At first they don't show, but over time they drain your future. Patience isn't waiting without acting. Patience is acting without quitting. The Stoics understood that every big result rests on three pillars. First, a firm purpose. Second, daily action. And finally, mature patience. Not emotional patience, but strategic patience. You never know which step will unlock everything. It can be as simple as sending a message, asking for help, studying 20 minutes, practicing a new habit, and suddenly, after weeks of silence, life responds. That's how processes work. They grow quietly and then break open all at once. Today's Stoic practice is this. Choose one thing where you've been too patient with yourself and change it today. And at the same time, choose one thing where you've been impatient with life and give it time, the right maturity, the right space. Whoever understands this duality owns their path. Impatient to act, patient to harvest. That balance transforms, inner speed combined with calm in front of the world. 9. Act like the person you want to become. There's a silent mistake that traps millions. They wait for life to change so they can change. They wait for more time to become disciplined. They wait for more money to act responsibly. They wait to feel safe before doing what they must do. But the Stoics discovered a different principle, one that changes destinies. You don't become someone first and then act. You act first, and action shapes who you become. Think about an actor who plays a role for months and starts adopting the character's mannerisms even offstage. Why? Because the body learns by doing. The mind learns by doing. Identity is born from doing. That's how your life changes, not by waiting to feel it, but by behaving like someone who has already decided. Seneca said, "If you want to be better, act as if you already are." Want to be disciplined? Start today with one habit, even if it's small. Discipline doesn't show up before routine. It's born from routine. Want to feel confident? Make one decision today without asking for approval. Even if it hurts, confidence doesn't show up before courage. It's born from courage. Want to be successful? Treat your dreams with seriousness, even if no one believes in them. Success doesn't arrive before posture. It's born from posture. Here's what almost no one understands. You don't become the person you want in one jump. You grow toward them step by step, like a bridge built stone by stone. You shape your identity through how you speak to yourself, how you respond to difficulty, how you act without applause, how you choose yourself on hard days. That quiet consistency creates your next version. And when you change inside, the world has no choice but to respond. Pick one area of your life and answer, "How would the person I want to be tomorrow act today?" Then do exactly that, even if it's small, even if it's uncomfortable, even if no one sees it, because identity isn't built by what you promise, it's built by what you practice. 10. Become a magnet for what you desire. There's a silent trap that steals years from so many people. Believing happiness will arrive when something happens, when you earn more, when you find someone, when you have time, when things improve. But that logic has a problem. It puts your life in the hands of circumstances you don't control. The Stoics had a more powerful view. You don't wait for the world to change. You change first, and the world responds. Think of a campfire. If you place dry wood, it catches. If you place wet wood, it dies. The wood is your inner state. The flame is the opportunities that come. That's coherence. The world doesn't give you what you ask for. It gives you what you can sustain inside. Seneca said, "No life flourishes without a strong root." What you want is out there, yes, but it moves toward those who have built the inner foundation to receive it. Because you don't attract what you want, you attract what you become. A person who wants peace but lives in chaos repels peace. A person who wants love but fears vulnerability repels love. A person who wants success but acts from insecurity repels opportunities, not because they're weak, but because they aren't aligned with what they want to live. It's like trying to tune a radio station while being just a fraction off the frequency. The signal doesn't come through because you're not on the same wavelength. The Stoics understood everything starts inside. The posture you carry, the standards you accept, the energy you transmit, the discipline you practice. Those are the magnets that shape your life. So ask yourself, am I behaving like someone who is ready for what I desire? Because it doesn't work to want abundance and act like you live in scarcity. It doesn't work to want respect and accept emotional crumbs. It doesn't work to want evolution while repeating old habits. When you align inside, the world aligns outside. That's how you become a magnet. Not waiting for the future to choose you, but choosing who you are every single day. Thank you for making it this far. If this episode helped you see things from a new angle, I invite you to subscribe to the channel. Here we keep going together, reflecting, growing, and building inner strength.